babies who are breastfed tend to be more successful in life. That's the provocative suggestion of a new study being published this week in The Lancet Global Health. The study took place in Brazil, where researchers say breastfeeding rates didn't vary much between women of different economic classes. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the story.
Doctors have long known that breastfeeding is good for a baby's health. But Bernardo Horta of the Federal University of Pelotas in Brazil says there's a lot of debate about just how much of a difference breastfeeding makes in a child's life. So Horta and his colleagues took a look at more than 3,000 babies they've been following since they were born. They're now in their 30s. First, they gave them IQ tests.
Those subjects who were breastfed for 12 months or more had a higher IQ than those who were breastfed for less than 1 month. The difference in IQ was 3.76 points.
That may not sound like a lot, but Horta and his colleagues didn't stop there. They also looked at how much education they'd gotten and how much money they were making.
We also observed that they had a higher education as well as a higher monthly income.
They earned about a third more than those who got little or no breastfeeding as babies.
Breastfeeding is not only has short-term benefits, but also breastfeeding has long-term benefits, improving the performance and intelligence in adulthood, as well as the income, okay, the economic productivity.
Other researchers praised the study.
I think it's a remarkable study, actually.
Ruth Lawrence is a professor of pediatrics, obstetrics, and gynecology at the University of Rochester.
This proves the permanency of these effects, which are very important, I think, to establish the critical impact of breastfeeding on a child's potential. And it gets into, you know, what are you going to do for the rest of your life and how much money are you going to make doing it?
But other researchers are more cautious. Valerie Flaherman of the University of California in San Francisco says lots of factors influence intelligence and success in life.
There's the potential for people to think if you don't breastfeed, your baby will be stupid or mentally impaired or something like that. While it's a potential benefit, it's one factor among many that mothers should consider in their decision.
Many women can't breastfeed for physical reasons or because they have to go back to work. And Flaherman worries that women are already being stigmatized if they use formula.
I do worry that sometimes when mothers hear about projects like this, they feel guilty when they were not able to breastfeed their babies. And what I hear from some of my mothers is that, you know, if they are giving their baby a bottle in Starbucks or on the bus or something, they feel like people are giving them dirty looks or saying they should be breastfeeding. So I think that can be a problem for mothers and babies.
Horta and Lawrence agree that babies raised on formula can turn out just fine, but they say everything should be done to help women breastfeed if they can. Rob Stein, NPR News.